Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm just singing. The thing is on mute. No wonder he couldn't hear me. Praise God. That's probably why some dropped off. Praise the Lord. Again, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I do apologize. Give me one moment, please. We give glory and honor and praise unto the Lord because he is worthy of the praise. Got caught in a little dilemma tonight. Praise the Lord with a great grin. But praise the Lord, sir. I'm on. We bless the Lord. We know there is going to be a powerful word to come from the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. This is my first time getting caught in a little dilemma. The great grand hadn't been picked up yet. So she just woke up. So I'm so sorry about what she's been woke a few minutes. But I want to give God glory and praise because truly this is the night that we, every day is the day we're going to give God glory and praise and honor. So I just want to thank God for all his goodness, mercy, and grace and this opportunity to come in his presence tonight with thanksgiving. So we bless God even in the midst of a little slight interruption. It's a part of life. We're going to give God praise and look in anticipation of expectancy. Yes. For great things for God to bless and move tonight through the speaker of the night. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. None other than evangelist. Glory to God. Common leader Hubbard Ely. We bless God for. Praise the Lord. Before that time, we definitely will have prayer and also scripture reading. I just want to get back to the when I was on mute. Praise the Lord. We'll say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. Bless his holy name. For those that just joined us, we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. Giving God praise and honor tonight for this gathering as we come on every second and fourth Sunday for one of the ministers, glory to God of the gospel, to minister the word of God. And that before this ending of the year, we had the prayer warriors in the last 3 months, praise God, and also a guest speaker from out of Tulsa. We had them speaking, so we have, glory to God, our own under minister, Ely tonight, glory to God, will minister the word of God. But before she comes, praise God, we're going to have a scripture reading. Bless the Lord. Will be coming from none other, glory to God, than Prophet Alicia Newman in California. She will be bringing the scripture reading. Soon as she finishes the scripture reading, we will be hearing from none other than our prophet, glory to God, Bird. And then we'll prepare ourselves, glory to God, and hopefully others will join us to hear this word, and we're going to be moving right along so we can be able to hear what thus said the Lord. Give the woman of God ample time to deliver what God has given to her so she won't have to be rushed in the name of Jesus. And afterwards, I may have a few words of encouragement. Usually we have two speakers on or sometimes three, but now we're down to the last three for the year to speak of out of the prayer words of divine connection. Praise God. We thank you for your presence to you, Ms. Dyer. Bless the Lord. At this time, receive none other than glory to God. Prophetess Anun with the scripture reading, then Prophetess Bird. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We thank God for tonight and for all that are gathered together on tonight. The word for the scripture for the night is John 1, 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we honor you, we praise you tonight, and we give you glory. We thank you for every opportunity, God, to come into your presence as a group to praise and honor you because you're worthy. We thank you tonight, God, for Evangelist Kamali Ely, who will bring the word tonight. We pray, Father God, that you have spoken to our heart, and we are thanking you, God, that that word that come forth will be a blessing to the hearers of the word. We are praying, Father God, that as that word go forth, it's going to be exactly what we need for this time, and we give you praise, and we thank you, Father God, just for the gathering of the eagles tonight. As we come forth, Father God, to be a part of this tonight so that we can hear what you're saying to your people and what you're saying to the body of Christ. So we thank you again. We pray you that the word is anointed. We thank you for her obedience, God, to hear and to bring forth that bread of life to us tonight. We give you praise, honor, glory, and thanks. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Good evening, women and men of God of divine.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm sorry. I was steady talking, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. But in the meantime, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord each month. Out of the last 3 months, we had a theme, and this theme for December, praise God, for the ministers of the gospel was rise, shine, give God the glory, and bless the Lord. They have their own topic that God has blessed for that was given to them for them to share with us, and we do want to thank the Lord for Kamalita Ely, this evangelist. Thank God, glory to God. We're just not going to do a formal introduction, but I thank God that she is anointed of God, has, glory to God, the power of prayer in her life and being manifested, even with some gifts. And thank God, glory, for her humble spirit and her desire to fulfill the will of the Lord. She loved people and loved, glory, loved God, and we thank God for her a heart to want to reach out to people that are hurting and going through. And so we bless the Lord for the kind of compassion that she has, and I thank God also for a servant of God, and I bless the Lord for her also being my daughter for all these years that God has blessed the 43. We thank God for many more years for her to do the will of the Lord. Thank God for her overseer, Pastor McGuire. Bless the Lord for McGuire. Praise God for her, and bless God for their and their families during this time in the name of Jesus. But we bless God for you tonight. Want you to know you have free reign to go ahead and allow the Lord to use you in the name of Jesus, and we look forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through this vessel. At this time, we introduce to some and present to others, none other than Evangelist Kamalita Hubbard Ely.
Good evening. Again, thank the Lord for the opportunity tonight, and again, greetings to all that's on the line for Divine Connection, Pastor B.J. Hubbard's ministry. We thank God for being God, and thank God for everything that he is and everything that he desires to do for us in the kingdom. And so I give God glory first and foremost, again, giving honor to Pastor B.J. Hubbard. And I'll give honor definitely to my pastor overseer, Dorothy A. McGuire at Life Changing Church. I'm not sure if she's on the line, but even in her absence, and also the man servant that stands with her daily, Dr. Major McGuire. And I thank God for the man that stands with me, Mr. Eugene Brian Ely. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for him being a wonderful man that stands with me. And thank God for our daughter and our granddaughter, which y'all already heard for the night, Ms. Zaire. So we just appreciate God, and I thank God for the household of faith because I look at everyone as a blessing to be in God's house and his people today, even on the line. So as we start with a word of prayer, and I just want to be a humble servant tonight to give what God has said, and I believe that it was an encouragement to me, and that's why I feel the word should hit us first before we even speak his word. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I just ask you, Lord, please, search my heart for anything, mind, word, deed, or thought. God, forgive me for anything. Let nothing be a hindrance to this word. God, let this word be edifying to you, God, and for the people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just pray and believe that, God, that in this season, this hour, whatever we speak, God, let it be a nourishment to the people, God, a nourishment to our spirit, God, that it can be an encouragement for us to keep on the journey of this called life, God, in the name of Jesus, and our journey and being as a Christian, but God, model citizens, God. So every day, God, Lord, let us just continue to strive to be better, to God, to improve in who we are, God. Lord, we just thank you for all that are gathered here, God, on this line, God. You know what in each individual is in need of, God. And I pray, God, that you meet them where they're at, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless those who are in sick and shut-in, those who are dealing with bereavement, God, those who are just lost, God, but need you, God, that they will have the opportunity to meet you, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we just forever give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, and you are due all of it in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So greetings again. Good evening. Again, as the woman of God said, Pastor Hubbard there has been given titles and the theme and the encouragement for what to prepare for the people. So tonight, the topic or title that I took upon, that was given to, that option that I was given was get up. And so that word is very stirring just in itself, get up. And so the subtitle that I had that just came to me yesterday as I was looking over my word, it was the fight is not over. So the scripture that I'm coming from tonight actually came from even when before we had, me and Pastor Hepper had went to final talking about the title. When she said it, it hit me because it was listening to Pastor Henderson. If any of you all, I think he fellowships or came up under Pastor T.D. Jake. I just was listening to him earlier last week or sometime recently, and basically the Pastor Henderson, the title of that message was Surprise by Strength. And he was coming from Acts 3, 1 through 10, and I'm going to read those scriptures. And I will be reading scriptures throughout this message, and because I'm big on, I love when pastors or ministers of the gospel give you scriptures, but I feel like tonight we're going to do a little bit of reading. So I may read some scriptures throughout loud for your hearing, but also just to tie into the message. But we'll be coming from Acts 3, 1 through 10. And a lot of those, especially those who have preached this gospel, have heard this word. And so I pray that that you are able to hear, but also for what I have to speak tonight. So it said in Acts 3, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked a alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walked. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaped up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And when they knew that it was which sent at the alms at the beautiful
at the beautiful gates of the temple, they were filled with wonder and amazement at which had happened unto him. So today we're going to recap or go over this story that God put in the Bible. And I feel like everything that we know, those who preach the word of God, read the word of God, God has a message in everything that he writes. And his word has a story or a reason for him giving it to us so that we can continue to grow and evolve of what God's greatness that has done, these tests that have become testimonies, the stories that have blessed other men and women, God, of the gospel in the Bible. But tonight we're going to recap the story of the man laying at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, where the man of God, Peter and John, was passing by about to go into the temple. In this story, there was a lame man that we know that was had been lame since birth. I want to give a couple definitions tonight. If you can bear with me, and I know I can talk fast, and I don't know how long that, you know, but we're going to take our time, and I'm going to try to slow down so that it will be clear for your hearing. So in Webster Dictionary, lame said to me, one of the definitions, not strong, good or effective, lacking necessary or desirable substance. Also it said to make weak or ineffective, unable or only partially able to use a body part. So one of my scriptures I'm going to look at that God spoke about parts, body parts, Romans 12, 4 and 5 says, for just as we have many parts in one body, not all parts have the same function. So we being many are one body in Christ and all are parts of one another. Get up, to rise to one's feet, to go ahead, to use in an imperative as a command, to make preparation for, to acquire a knowledge of, to create in oneself, rise, to return from death, to move upward, to become hardened or elated, to come into being, to take place. And so I wanted to give you the definitions of where this man started and where he went and was going. We have to sometimes in our process of life, and tonight we're going to be coming, this story talks about a physical ailment and a physical situation that this man was lame, that we can physically see that he was lame at the gate called Beautiful. But tonight I'm going to speak more from a spiritual aspect, a spiritual place that we can look at. That we know sometimes that we can come from we can look at over our life and look over circumstances and situations. And tonight we're going to look at from where you could come from, but also the main focus is where we're trying to go in the future and where God is trying to take us. But how many of us have felt or been in a lame space? Meaning, what I'm saying is feeling like it's always heaviness. It seems like something always seems to happen. It seems like no matter what we do, what's going on, what's happening, there's always something to be said, something going on. Everywhere we turn, there's a battle. And for some, this can maybe cause you to feel heavy and in a place that's stagnated, not movement. And in this case, your gifts are not being used for one reason or another. But we could be feeling like we're laying at the gate called, or the temple, at the temple's gate called Beautiful. So dealing with these battles, and as we're studying or going over, as we're looking at this story in the Bible, he had been lame since birth. He had been living in the same state all his life. he had been living in this place of dealing with day to day. He knew at some point somebody was going to come and help him get him to the gate. He was going to, that's where he was going to be. That was what his life looked like. He would have to ask for money day to day, day after day, to get him through the next day, the next week, whatever. We're just, I'm extending just the thought process if we can see into what his day-to-day life would be like. He would come, he would go, he would act, and this was his day-to-day situation. And that was his way of helping himself, but really was he helping himself further than this. But on this particular day, well, before we say for this particular day, let's look at he got comfortable because he knew I can't walk. This is what I can do. I can use my voice, my mouth to get what I need, tell somebody come by, come get me, drop me at this spot. Hey, come pick me back up. And that's sometimes in life, we know where we are in God. We know what's going on. We know situations, but we start soaking and being just there in that same faith, coming to church, knowing this is what we do. Come, let me get a little dancing, but we supposed to be laying our burdens down and leaving it at the altar, but we take that lame and heavy space back home. We go from place to place again with the same lame heaviness, same space that I'm just going to be here. I'm going to still deal. I know I got situations, I got circumstances, but doing nothing to change or really seeking God to, hey, this is not where I want to continue to be. But for everyone, I believe there's a day that God calls on for change. And this change came for the man of God or this lame man, because we don't know necessarily what his relationship was. We just know he was a lame man at the gate. But we do know that Peter and John came by and he got an unexpected conversation, an unexpected life-changing blessing that day. I want to look at 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. For the word says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. So I read that because there are going to be trials. There's going to be tribulations. There are going to be circumstances. There are going to be situations. But we have to be determined that no matter what, that we will not be defeated. We will not let what looks like that's trying to lame us and hold us down and keep us in that space, we can't stay there. We can't continue to just be stagnant and in that state. We don't want to be comfortable. God is trying to get us into an uncomfortable place. He wants us to grow from any of the places. It's a process in the growing process. The word talks about it, life talks about it. We can, like right now, my grandbaby is 4 months old. She's on milk. She is dependent on us. She's dependent on that cry. It tells us, okay, make moves, let's get it happening, whatever. She will go to a stage of maybe cereal soon in the next couple of weeks and months. There's solid food. There's going to be a point that, okay, we're still helping, but then she got to make some decisions. Okay, get up. It's time to get up and walk. Like, thank you, Lord. She goes from the holding stage. But she can't get comfortable there. Some babies start walking at different ages or whatever, but we are constantly we're telling them, come on, get up, it's time. Don't let them get past a year old. We really, people like, they haven't started walking yet, conversations, but but it's a conversation, it's time to get up and walk. So they grow and grow and evolve. So there's a process even from a baby stage to as they grow, and then there's more stages and more. But that key part that we're talking about, that get up and walk, is how we're going to, going into this message. Get up, talking to the baby. But also God is telling us, wake up in our spirit. Get up. So also he says, he tells us, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Again, things will happen, circumstances around us, but God wants more for us. He speaks into our lives. He speaks into our future. Situations cause us to have circumstances, situations, but he speaks life into us at all times to do the word. Trials and tribulations through the word. He shows us that situations have happened, but in that, we are conquerors. We're overcomers. I'm getting ahead of myself, but at the end of the day, it's still a process and all that to tell the test that turns to testimony. But in the process, they had to make some decisions. So no matter what it looks like, there is a day that things will and can turn around in your and in my favor. But there is a decision that has to be made. Like the man had to make a decision in this particular story. So I would like to read again. And I'm a big communicator. Anybody who knows me that's on this line, so when I break down certain details or I'm taking a step back over something, it's just giving you the details and clarity of thought. But I want to read for your thought decision, the definition, a conclusion of resolution reached after consideration, the action or the process of deciding something. So if we look back that we're looking at this word, that the man had to make a decision. There was a decision that had to be made when he was, if we look at Acts 3 and 6. Then Peter said, I have no silver or gold. I'm looking at another translation, but I give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankle were strengthened. Jumping up, he stood and walked, entering with them. But I'm bringing this up that the decision had to be made that he took his hand. First of all, he could have said anything to them, not today, maybe later. I didn't even ask you for no healing. I asked you for money. But in that moment, he took his hand and he got up. There are times where there's even a story that I, as my pastor talks about this, story about a member, she's a member now, but being that she may not online, I won't use names, but she tells about a story that she was ministering the gospel one night, and there was a woman that was in the audience, and she said, God's going to heal you tonight. She didn't say what time, the beginning, the end of service, but God's going to heal you. This woman decides to leave. She made a decision. But this other woman came and sat right in her seat, and she got her healing that night because she made a decision to come to that seat, and the person who missed their window to get healed left. So decisions are very important in our life and our journey with God. We got to be in tune to hearing God and listening. So when God is talking to you, we want to be prepared to hear his voice and listen to what his word says and what he's saying in this season and hour, because we don't want to miss him. And there's sometimes, like, there's an old saying that my mom used to say, and the old saying probably say, you don't want to miss the church going to church. So God might tell you to lead you to go one way or something else, but you don't want to miss what God is saying in that season. Like, this man could have missed his blessing, tell him, not today. No, I'm okay. He could have said anything, but he took action that was spoken to him, the direction, the command that was given. A scripture I wanted to read for you here in Revelation 3:20 said, listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me. Now, God, our Father, he's a humble man. It doesn't have to be, but he's not going to force himself on you. He gives us choices. He gives us the opportunity. He leaves opportunity daily, hourly, weekly to hear him, to be blessed by him, to be encouraged by him through his word, through our brothers and sisters, being in the right place at the right time, studying it and being in tune with him. God sends little nuggets of him all the time, but he's not going to force himself on you. He gives you the opportunity, just like this was an opportunity given and a decision was made on this day for this lame man. So I also believe that this was also an act of faith that was in here, because Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Initially, when he told him the grab that he was going to be silver and none I have, but such as this I have from the God, he may not have known necessarily that meant healing. He didn't know necessarily what he was saying, but in action, he made an action to receive what they had to give, and by his faith, by just tapping in and holding his hand, and said, God blessed, and his power and anointing went into his body. And in that present moment, he was healed. And so when that, by him making that movement of receiving the man of God's hand and standing, God met him where he was. He was a lame man. So that man really, we know, that needed healing. He was wanting money, but truthfully, hey, the man of God, we're going to bless you to get from this place so you don't have to be here anymore. You can be in a different place. And God, you can actually have an opportunity to go in the temple, not be by the temple, but be in his presence. And so God don't want us to just be at the door. He wants us to be, come on in. Come all the way in. Enter in with me. Come into the gates of thanksgiving. Come into this court with praise. But come all, get all of me. Get everything that you can get. Come on, get up. Let's no, not just get just a touch, just a little tip. But I want you to get up and come on. And I got more for you, but you got to tap all the way in. You got to come on this other side. Like he wants us to just get everything that he can get from us, and not just enough. And so from that, I feel like from this story, there was no longer just getting just enough. We don't know what he was getting daily. Again, he was coming daily, so nobody was making him a millionaire. Nobody was out here giving him, like, hey, I got you for the rest of your life. You ain't even got – he was getting just enough to make it through. God doesn't want us just to be just enough to make it through. He wants to give us more and more and more so we can be blessed and we can have more of him that he has to give us and offer him, offer us. So – as we go on, God wants us to take us from a place of destitute to a place of victory. We have, you know, lame and weak areas of our life. Like, there's challenges I can battle, have battled with my mind or health issues, but I had to make a conscious decision and still making a conscious decision that I have to speak God's word. I have to continue to speak over my life. I had to make a decision that, okay, I got to move from this place. And even when the enemy tries to come in and attack and put heaviness or anything, we have to make a decision that, hey, no, devil, you a liar. I'm not going to be here. You used to get me 5 years ago. You used to get me 6 months ago. You could have got me. We're going to even take it further. You could have got me last week. But Satan, you a liar. I'm not going to continue to be lame and heavy or in a state of stagnation. I will free you. So God can send, speak a word to us directly. He can send others to pray for us. But also we have to, like I said, make a decision to move from the places that we are in, the place where we don't want to allow the enemy to keep us bound. God knows that he has purpose for our life. He has so much that he wants to do, and he is saying that's over our life, that he's trying to just get us to a place that we know his word and stand on it. He says in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace, and in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We are overcomers. We can do this. We can fight the good fight of faith. We can continue to be moved and do his will. But he also said in John 10:10, but he prepared us. He said that the peace does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. God came that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. So he's prepared us that the enemy is going to attack. The enemy is going to come after us with all he got. He's going to kind of come hard from the left or the right. But we got to be ready for this fight, the fight of our life. On any given day, we're in a fight of our life. But God said he would be us, and he said he would be here. He would never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us to the very end. So we got to stop. And sometimes we give the devil too much credit. We give him too much credit on what is going on, what has happened. We sometimes open a door. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I know I'm bad about it because I talk. I'm a talker. Like I said, I'm a big communicator. Sometimes you can talk too much. Talking about too much out loud. And everything that you speak out in this atmosphere, God's hearing, the devil hearing it too. And everybody else. So we have to be careful with our words. And that's something that I have to continue to be mindful. The power of our words is very powerful. They say sticks and stones will hurt, but words will never hurt you. That's a lie. Words hurt all the time. Words destroy people. Words kill people. So we have to be careful, tongue that's in our mouth. It's dangerous. And the word talks about this tongue as being dangerous. Okay, God. But at the end of the day, we have to know that we may have lame moments in our mind, in our spirit, in our ministry, but we want to listen, and I want you to listen to what the man of God has said. Even if you speak to what he said tonight, silver or gold do I not have, paraphrasing. But what I do have in the name like no other name, in the name of the Son of God, in the name of Jesus, in the power of God Almighty, in the name that is like no other name. He is the God of gods, the Lord of lords. I say, rise up and walk. Get up and walk. God is calling us higher. God is asking us to make a decision to stand tall in the name of Jesus. God is wanting us to walk in your ministry. Each individual on this line, you may not be an elder. You may not be a pastor. You may not be a deacon. You may not be an overseer. You may not be a minister. But from the pulpit to the back door, God has given all of us gifts. He has given us ministry in some perspective in us. Yes, he's given teachers, the prophet, the elder, all the 5-4 ministry, but there is giftings that he's given. There's people who are gifted to sing that, I mean, you can preach, but there's somebody can have anointing in that voice that, can bring people to the altar. You might have a gifting that we have some missionaries in the Life Change Church that they have a heart for the people that they want to serve them, whether it be through food or clothing them or just making sure that they have encouragement. That everybody has a gift that God has set in place. But walk in your ministry. Get up and walk in your purpose. What is your purpose? Only you and God gonna know what did he give you in the earth realm. What is your purpose? What is he saying and calling for you right now to do? Walk in what God told you to do many years ago. Some of us, and I know I'm speaking to myself, there's some things that I wrote down that God said to do. There's some things that he's spoken and I didn't write down. But God can bring things back to your remembrance. There's things that he said that, okay, I want you to do for this for the body of Christ. I want you to do this for the kingdom. We got to get up and walk into everything God has promised for us to do. We have to make that decision. We have to get up and say, hey, God called me to do this. God's word will never go out void, but it will accomplish everything it's been set out to do. This is a season like never before. We can't be lame. We can't just sit here and say, oh, I'm going to get it done. All right, okay, sometime soon, maybe, I don't know. Get up. Rise up, man and woman of God. Get up, man and woman of God. Do what he said. I'm saying that to Carmelita. Get up. You can't be in that same place. We can't stay stagnant. We can't stay sitting over in the corner. We got to make a decision. No more laying around. Get up. We are in the last day that God is calling more of us, whether that be in our homes, that means in the temple, where in the church realm, on our jobs. We have to make some decision for change. The word has been spoken time and time again through God's spoken an untampered word. He has been saying it. He said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We don't want to be like these dry bones that he talked about in Ezekiel 37. That they talked about these dry bones. These bones, we don't want dry bones. It said in Ezekiel 37, you want to read the whole chapter, but in Ezekiel 37, thus said the Lord God, in these bones I cause breath to enter into that you live. And it goes down to verses 9 and 10. Then he said to me, prophesy to the winds, prophesy, son of man, say to the winds, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe breath unto these slain so that they can live. So I prophesied as he commanded me to breathe upon unto them that lived and stood up upon their feet as seating a great army. We are a great army in the body of Christ. And God wants us to get ready and fight, because this next season, you're going to have the armor on. You better be ready and equipped to what God is saying in this next season. You better be ready to move and take this next step that he's calling you to, because you can't be playing with the enemy, because the enemy's ready. You better be ready. You better be on your game and about the Father's business and ready for battle, because the devil, he got his army, the little bitty one, but if we can either make him mighty or make him under our feet, we have to make that decision. And Philippians 1 and 6 says, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. So God is ready. He just wants us to be ready. He's ready to do all the things that he said and he has spoken into your life to do. But you got to get up off the bed of affliction. You got to get up off the bed of saying, not today. You got to get up off the bed of where the things that we have created or allowed, or things that circumstance. Life happens. I tell all the time, somebody asks me, what's going on? I'm lifing. Because you know what? Life happens. I tell that, you know what? Good, bad, and indifferent. Something can happen all the time. And if any of us, we know, life will throw a curveball at any given time, but we got to be ready at all times. We don't want to be lame in the state of waiting at the gate. We don't want to be just standing there waiting for who's going to pass by. We don't want to be in that place lame by the gate, by the door. I think today, I don't know, but can you help me? But God is asking for us to help ourselves. In this moment and hour, we got to make some decisions. Yes, the pastor can pray for us. Yes, we can call on the elders, because the word says call on the elders who are going through. Yes, we can do all this. But this is a season like never before. You're going to have to tap in for yourself. You're going to have to say, hey, I'm going after this for me. For me and my house, yes, we're going to serve the Lord, but I got to show my house how I'm going to serve God. I got to show them no matter these trials and tribulations coming, I'm getting up. Yes, I might be down, and I'm not ever, but who, if anybody calls, I'm very transparent. When it's a moment, it's hit me, it's hit me. But we also got to get a place that, hey, this not going to hit me like this. It's not going to be the same way. I'm not going to let this trial or this tribulation take me through like I did before. We got to grow. We got to be constantly growing and being able to say, okay, no, it's not going to be like this. There's got to be great change in me to make a decision. We're not going to be in the same place. So Romans 8:37-9 says, know in all things that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So no matter what's going on, no matter how things look, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, we have to say, I'm not going to get off course on what God has me to do. But I also can't be lame. I got to get up. There's somewhere I'm going for God. There's somewhere he's trying to take me. But there was something in the word that put me into, as I'm getting prepared to get closer to closing, that's something we got to be careful and make sure that we don't forget to do it. And also we don't do it so quickly and be hasty, but we want to be also in this place where it says in Acts 3:8-9, he jumped up and stood and walked, entered into the temple with them, walking, jumping, and praising God. It says in the, that was in, what's the big translation? Bible, modern English version, but back to the King James. And he leaped up, stood, walked, and entered in with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. We got to show them that, hey, no matter what's going on, I'm about to give him the glory. I'm going to praise him through the storm. I'm going to give it to him until I see the process and the change and the shift. I'm going to praise him into the manifestation. I'm going to praise him in the midst of. I'm going to praise him when it's done. I'm going to praise him if he don't do it. I'm going to praise him no matter what. Because in the eye of the storm, there is peace. I'm going to give him the victory. I'm going to give him the glory. Like David, he praised him. Even when he was going through when he had his trial and his child, he praised God out of his clothes because he said, you know what, nevertheless, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to give you the give you the victory and the glory and the honor that's due to you because no matter what, sometimes what we do or what we go through, we still got to say, God, I'm going to praise you. And sometimes our praise is to help the process of seeing somebody else through. So we don't even ever know who's watching you going through your situation and your storms and your circumstances. We got to be careful because somebody's watching. And we want to make sure that, okay, they're watching how I get through this, that I got to show them that I got to continue to press. I got to continue to give God the glory. I got to continue to say, God, I thank you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going to happen. It was a saying that says praise confuses the enemy. We got to praise him till we get to that next place. We got to thank him and say, God, I'm going to get up. I'm getting ready to do this. All right, even like in our natural man, our bones may be hurt. Like it's raining outside. Some of us who got arthritis, we can feel it when the rain's coming. We can feel it in our bones. We give it, but you know what? I'm going to get up and get ready to go to service. It's Sunday. Hey, I'm pressing my way. No matter what it looks like and what the enemy is trying to say, I've got to be determined. I will not lay here. I will not stay in the same place. I will not continue to just, okay, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to say, I'm calling on you, God. I'm saying, Lord, I'm moving forward. I'm going to get up because the fight's not over. I'm getting up because I know I'm determined that this word has to shift me. I'm determined because that I have to go further than what you said, God. I got to come across this mountain. You said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. That was my first message that I preached over 10 years ago
that it was from Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That even God's given me strength right now. My body was tired today. It's been a long week. A lot of things have happened this week. But I said I'm determined that, you know what, hey, even with this being able to say, having to speak tonight, I could have said, nope, I made a decision. I'm going to say yes to the woman of God. I haven't been speaking like that lately, but I'm going to say, you know what? I cannot sit at the gate. I can't lay here and make, oh, why? I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not whatever. But God said, yes, you will. Today, get up. Carmelita, get up. So we got to say, get up. He's saying to all of us, get up. Whoever you are, speak your name and say, hey, get up. The fight is not over. The fight in you is not over. Something that said that the one man of God preached today that I remember, he said, we can't get caught up in our age or whatever. I look at my pastors. They are over 70, in their 70s. And they're out here getting it on any given day. I'm talking about looking clean, carrying themselves, and out here about the Father's business. And he was speaking today, and when he was preaching about, okay, we can't look at what your age or number, whatever, but if God says what he said, you got to be about the business. We can look at it in the Bible. They were so many in their late ages. Now we're seeing people dying at all ages. But they were so many men and women of God that were late in age in the Bible, doing the work for the kingdom. So we can't use excuses. No, we cannot. We got to get up and do his work. And Philippians 4 and 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with gratitude, make the request known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will protect your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So even in everything that we're doing, even everything that we're saying tonight, we got to pray. We got to give God thanksgiving. But we also got to make sure we don't go in a, God has not given us a spirit of fear. So we got to know that he's walking with us. He's with us. Sometimes it is going to be, I'm not going to ever say that not moments you've been, I feel like there always should be a little bit of nervousness. We should never come to a place of arrive. When you're preaching God's word, doing his work, doing whatever, but we should be at a place that, hey, God, I'm here and I'm doing what you call humbly being your servant. But I'm praying for praying for order my steps. But I'm going to thank you in the process and everything that you do and what you want me to do. But we have to be determined that we're going to come to a place of getting up and getting out of that place of lameness, being lame, laying down and not doing what he said. We got to strive more and more because this is a season like never before. We got to have purpose and reason in saying that, God, that you called me to this hour. You called me. When you said yes to God, you should have known it was going to be time. You got to be ready for war. He told us to have our armor. There was purpose. He's not telling us to get armor for no reason. He's not speaking that word in the Bible. He's not saying that for any reason. He's saying it for purpose because of that we're in the fight of our lives. So get ready. Warriors, let's do this. Let's be about this fight. Get up. Because the fight is not over. There is work that needs to be done. No more time to be lame. It's not an option to lay down. It's not an option to be in the same place. That's from the pulpit to the back door. We all got to shift. My pastor's been talking about the shift that God has been calling the church. And I believe that's for the body. It's a life-changing church, but it's for the body. God is wanting us to shift because we are in the last days. So much is happening. So much is going on. So as I close, I'm just asking you, man and woman of God, and I know there were some times I got loud, so I apologize and hurt somebody's ears. Not, but get up, man and woman of God. Get up, Carmelita. The fight is not over in you. There's more yet that God wants to do. There's your more work for you to do in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as you've given this word today, I don't want to overstep any more than what you've said or given, God, so I give you the glory and the honor. First and foremost, sending praises up for the word that you've given tonight. God, I thank you humbly for the opportunity to preach your word. I thank you that you have not stopped robbery of me to have the opportunity to speak your word, God. I am nowhere perfect, God, and never looking. Only one perfect person that you got to in this earth realm was Jesus, and even then you gave him the opportunity to look at imperfections so that we can see and grow, so that we know that God is the perfect one and that we can look to him. So, God, I thank you for all that you have done. I thank you for the man, woman, servant, God, Pastor B.J. Hubbard, that is my mother, but also the prophet and the woman of God who pushes me. I thank you for Overseer McGuire, who pushes me, God. I thank you for those who have been in my life, Pastor Bird, and others, God, Pastor Burton, who's spoken into my life. I thank you for the men and women of God who stand with me, praying with me tonight, God, as we close in this service, God, of prayer, of my preach word, God, that you've given in this hour. We thank you for all who are on the line and those who have the opportunity or wanted to desire. We still send praise and thanksgiving to them, God, that you will cover them and keep them. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory. Honestly, I want to give God glory and praise for a powerful word of God and the power of that anointing that flowed through you tonight, young lady. I speak blessings upon you. Angels of the Lord be encamped. God, we pray to restore it, strength and virtue back into her body in the name of Jesus. At this time, before we take any remarks, we definitely want to find out, is anybody that was here that needed prayer tonight before we move on to remarks? Is anyone? Oh, Lord, I'm asking you that and haven't opened the line. The word was so powerful. Just a minute. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone needed a prayer tonight? We want to take those prayer requests now. Anyone need a prayer?
I would like
somebody talking in the background. I have to open the lines. Would you kindly mute your phone? Because I've opened everybody's line.
No.
Can anyone catch that voice?
No.
But anyways, if there's any prayer requests, now we want to take those prayer requests. And if there is not any, then we will start probably to ask the prophet if she had that she have a remark first. And then it's Overseer on the line. I don't want to overlook glory to God or pastor if Pastor McGuire is on the line.
I think somebody said they had a prayer request.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay, then. Who is it have a prayer request?
I would like to have prayer for my brother.
Who is your name or your brother name so we can pray?
My brother name is George.
Okay.
He is, he's very confused and his memory is very old.
Praise the Lord. All right, then, Evangelist, you want to go ahead and pray? We'll be in agreement with you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humble as we know how. Again, God, I ask you to forgive me for anything. But God, I pray for the woman of God who selflessly put in a prayer request for her brother, God. So, God, I ask you to send your ministering angels right now to Brother George, God. God, whatever this state has caused with confusion, God, we ask you to regulate his mind, his body, his spirit, God, that align with your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that, God, whatever it is that's going, if it's a sickness, medication, or just, God, age, what have you, God, we're praying that, God, that you give him encouragement, God, to fight the good fight of faith, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray with his sister, God, whatever she may have before you, God, she pray for him. But, God, whatever her prayer request, that unspoken prayer, that be spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, God, that we pray that you send the ministering angels to her, God. Even in the fact that, God, that she's concerned about her brother, God, that can make her heart heavy, God. So I ask you, God, you send a spirit of peace to her. Give her strength and encouragement, God. Continue to touch her right now in this season, in this hour. God, we praise you. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. As the pastor is not on the line, then we ask. Pastor McGuire is not there, then we ask, and I can understand her schedule right now, too, as well, and the family. We pray glory to God, Pastor Bird, Apostle Burton, and then we'll take all the rest of the prayer warriors, anyone that can make their remarks. But we want to give those leaders right now that opportunity to share what God put on their hearts for remarks. And Pastor Betty, if she's still there.
Pastor Hubbard, I think there was one other person that was crossing that voice that said for a prayer request.
Someone else? Who else? We want to go ahead and give liberty to you now. Well, they may have dropped because somebody else dropped off the line, so praise the Lord. I do apologize if I missed that. Praise the Lord. Apostle Burton, Apostle Bird. They already dropped it. Hello?
Praise the Lord. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What? Praise God, what a message and what a word. What, as I'm listening to that tonight, I was greatly encouraged. But that fact is, if we quit, we can't win. We got to hear the voice of God, and then we have to do something. We can't remain in the state that we're in. And I'm going to talk personal for me, because the older you get sometimes, you think, I just want to be quiet now. I don't have anything else to do. I just want to listen and be quiet. And that's have been my attitude. But God is not done with us until he's done. And that word for me that she said tonight is not staying in the state that we're in. Because the longer we stay there, the more comfortable we become in staying there. So it's very important to hear the voice of God. It's very important to hear the voice even coming through the men and women of God, so that God can use everything that he stored in you. Because if we don't, we will become comfortable. Just like she said, he had done the same thing year after year, and he had become comfortable in that position. But because he was willing to change, because he was willing to yield to that voice of Peter and John, he was able to receive a blessing that God had for him. So I just really enjoyed that message tonight. And just taking heed to what you said. So God bless, and thank you for allowing God to use you. Excellent word. Hello?
Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Hubbard, we can't hear you.
Praise the Lord. I was saying if Pastor Burton and or either Pastor Betty, they're not on the line then, or they haven't dropped off. I was just saying if Sister Alicia, any other Brother Black, any of the other prayer warriors, y'all can go ahead in that order. I don't know if Alicia may have to leave or already left. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Black. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Sister Illy. I haven't heard you in a long time, but you preached that day. You preached that day. And I love it because one brother texted us and said, if your mind and your heart isn't in it, there's no use. If you're not walking in the calling of God, you can't receive the things of God. And I love what you said. His mercies are new every morning. Get it's a brand new day. Forget yesterday is gone. We can never go back or get it back again. But thank God for a brand new day. Get up. Walk in his calling. You know, and I love what you said. I refuse to remain the same.
What happened last year ain't got nothing to do with me right now. There's no excuses. I can get up. What happened yesterday, it's gone. I can get up today. I can refocus. Oh, man, I just love that word. There's so much more to say, but there's a lot of people. And I thank God for you. Love you, sis. Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. To say I have two gorgeous words. You spoke a word to the people and to the heart, and you definitely spoke it to me, even just talking about how you can be lame in your mind and that you have to come to a decision. You, which is something God was even dealing with me about. You have to come to a decision to be able to move. Faith without works is dead. And you can turn around and say, I'm going to trust and believe God, but are you actually putting the work, the faith in and working to it? So when you said that decision is a conclusion or a resolution reached after consideration, an action or the process of deciding something, that rung with me. And then even talking about how just a little tidbit I had on the side said he wanted money, but he needed healing, that God knows exactly what you're in need of and more. And he don't want to just give you the day-to-day. He wants to give you the overflow. He wants to take care of you. He wants to be able to do more. And even what you were saying about taking it to the altar and then leaving it at the altar, but you take it back. We get so comfortable in the state that we're in, whether it's our pain or our loss or just feeling distressed or what have you. And even at times, we'll even just claim it, my anxiety, my feelings, my this, my that, that we take it on as a part of us when it's supposed to be the thing that we're supposed to be casting away. So I truly appreciate the word that you preached on tonight, and I give God honor and glory for using you and continue to move forward in what God has for you. And thank you again. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Yes, Lord. I give thanks and glory tonight for that word that came from Pastor Ely. And I can identify with it so well because I was in that situation. I stayed in bed, surgeries and sickness and COVID for 2 years. And if I had not done some of these things that she mentioned tonight, I would still been there. One of my sisters said, now it's time for you to get up. And I was so weak and sick, I didn't want to get up. I didn't feel like getting up, but I got up. And I started walking just around in my house. And I would try to do it several times a day with the walker. Then I graduated to the cane. And then I graduated to just me and God. And I listened at what she said. She said, if you want to, you have to get up before you can grow up. You have to begin to move forward. And she said another thing that I wrote down. She said, God knows what you need. And there's no way you can move forward when you stand and still. God wants to bless you. He wants to help you. The man at the beautiful gate was looking for money. He was looking for arms, but he got so much more. And the same blessing applies to us. If we listen to what he says, if we hear what the word says, and he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He doesn't want you sitting there day after day, not moving forward. He got 10,000 blessings in his hands to satisfy the poor. Thank you, Pastor. Live long and prosper.
I love
you. Thank
it.
You.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord. Go ahead,
darling.
Praise the Lord. I was just waiting on somebody else to say anything before I say anything. But I thank you. I thank God for Nessa or Needy. I thank God for her tonight because I was just writing down different little things she was saying. And I remember, I think I spoke on that a little bit one time about the lame man. And I like that part where you said, get up. Because it was just like you said, get up, and then that part where it said, rise up and walk. And then the part you said, the fight is not over. The fight is not over. Which, you know, when we get up, there is a fight that we got to fight.
Yeah.
And we really got, we got to, when we get up, we're not just gonna get up. We're gonna have to fight when we get up. And then I was looking at that part where it said we can be feeling like we are laying at the gate. Sometimes we feel like, I have to speak on myself, sometimes I feel like I'm laying at the gate. But I realized that the Word of God let me know that, you know, like I said, God wants us to grow. You know, we got to grow in grace. We have to grow in grace. And we have to make some decision. You know, we got to, like, not just lay there, because, like, today I lay there in the bed this morning, and I know I should have got up, but I just lay there. I just felt like I just, you know, all been going and going, and I just lay there. But then I did get up, and I began to get up, to listen to the Word, and then that Word, like, it felt like the Word just breathed on me again, and gave me a fresh anointing. And I thank God for that Word on tonight. I thank God for you, sister, because I tell you, it helped me. It helped me. And there was another part in there you was talking about. I read something else. I won't take everybody's time. But it says, so we got to be ready at all times. We got to be ready. And it says we got to go for ourselves. And that's what we got to do. We got to go for ourselves, because a lot of times, I find myself, I'm speaking of myself, I find myself sometimes wanna, I know I need someone else to talk to at times, but I find myself that I want to get with God, and I say, God, I want you to talk with me. I want you to tell me what to do. Tell me how to do this thing. And I want to be able to know that the Lord is speaking to me. And I know everybody else is going through stuff. You know, sometimes you can go to another person, and they're going through some things too. And so, therefore, I need to go to God in prayer and ask him to help me in the situation that I'm going through. And then you got to be, and I thought about the part where it says, there was another part, I am going to praise you no matter what it look like. No matter what it look like, I am determined to praise you. No matter what the situation look like, no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to praise you out of this situation, out of this storm, out of this thing that I'm going through. So I just thank God for what you had said. There's a lot of more that I wrote down, but I know someone else got to say some things. And the part right here, this is the main part that I really liked it, when it said that a man, he went, the lame man went, he thought Peter and John was going to give him some money, but God healed him. See, he was asking for money, but God healed him. And it made me think about something. I'm going to say this testimony, and then I'm going to stop. It made me think about my daughter when she went to the church a while back. She went up for prayer for her son, but God healed her body. She went up for one thing, and God did another thing. So that's the way things work with God. God, we don't know what God's going to do. All we got to do is ask. He said we have not because we ask not. So I just thank God for you. I ask God to continue to bless you, sister, because you let the Lord use you. You let him use you, and I thank God for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise for Minister Carmen Leader Ely. Praise Jesus. I put down, you came locked and loaded. And you just didn't have two guns, but you was a six-gun shooter tonight. Glory be to God. You was bringing it. You was bringing it. You was bringing it. And I kept hearing, get up, get up, get up, get up. Almost like this song said, wake up, wake up, wake up. But get up. And it's I touch and agree with all the other comments. Praise God. But it's also for me, and I just thank and praise God. I put some comments down, praise God. Hallelujah. When you said get up, rise up, it's like a physical situation, and it's also a spiritual, praise God. And I put down, hallelujah, we have to get in agreement with the word of God, praise God. But when you get up, praise God, you need to get up and be ready. I'm talking about myself. Get up and be ready for opportunities to be used by God. Hallelujah. And I wrote down this word when you kept saying that, get up, get up. I put down this word, procrastination. I'm talking about myself. I ain't talking about nobody else. Sometimes we're not moving because we've been putting things off, procrastinating.
Yeah.
But it's time to get up and do what God has said for you to do, praise God. I'm saying I need to get up and do what God has said for me to do, praise God. And a lot of times, sometimes you wonder, you say, well, why is this person that got sick now? He's not there teaching Sunday school. Well, you never know. God is probably giving you opportunities to be ready. You just have to be ready to be used by God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you've got to do what God has said for you to do. And you gave excellent examples. Praise God. I love the one about Ezekiel, praise God, 37, about the dry bones. Praise God. You gave plenty more examples. Praise the Lord. And you said you made a lot of positive comments, praise the Lord, and I just thank and praise God for that. A lot of times we can stay lame spiritually and not do a thing. You do maybe like me, just procrastinate and put things off. I probably should have written at least 3 books by now, but I'll start writing a little bit and then I'll just leave it alone and then I'll go back. Jotting down little things that come to me, praise God, about what I should be writing on, but I have not even gotten a book started. Hello, somebody. Just, like I said, procrastinating. But I thank and praise God for the message on tonight. Praise God, you brought it. You were very clear. You spoke, I think, to each person, to my spirit, praise God. And I thank and praise God how you gave so many encouraging scriptures. You said what John 16:33, which is one, regardless of the trials and the tribulation, because Jesus said in the world we would have tribulation, but be of good cheer because he had overcome the world, praise God. And I'm put down, we've got to get in agreement and decide we're going to agree with what God has said. Rise up, praise God. In other words, get off my procrastination bench. Hello, somebody. I'm talking to myself. I ain't talking to nobody else. And begin to do what God has said for me to do in Christ Jesus' name. I appreciate that message. It spoke to my spirit, spoke to my heart, praise God. You came locked and loaded, and you brought an excellent message, Minister Common Leader. I appreciate you. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Minister Carmenita. Thank God for using you so mightily, baby. That two word that God gave you, get up, that really have a lot to do with the church today because they need to get up and get back into church. So you go into church today and you can count people on your fingers. And I thank God for using you. Those two words mean a lot to the body of Christ today. That they would get back in there, make a decision, because you say make the decision. They need to make a decision. And know that if you keep on the thing of the love, when you send those things, you bring in the armor. Why you fear? Keep your armor on. And I thank God for using you, because you spread that table tonight, baby. And I thank God for using you. Bring in just a short way, because you cut through all the stuff, and it belongs to the body of Christ today. You go into church and they see where is the sisters and brothers that used to be before all this COVID business start? And get up because they are sitting down, making excuse for everywhere else, but when it comes to the church, what's going on? So I enjoy it, and what I take out of your medicine, baby, is keep your armor on. You can come to church, baby, you don't have to be scared because God did not give us that spirit. So I enjoy, as I told you before, baby, you spread this table. table tonight, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That's the last one. Bless God. I certainly do.
Hold
I'm not
up.
Gonna take up. Okay.
This is Sister Renee.
Praise
God. First time on the line, and I just really, really enjoyed the word. And I was just, it's so much to say. It seemed like everyone said exactly what I wanted to say, but I was just writing words down. And it was like, get up, grow, decision-making, change, be ready for the appointment. And just everything, it was just, I just felt like I was that man laying there. And I would get up, but I wasn't moving like I was supposed to move. I wasn't listening. He was talking to me, but, you know, no, I don't think God. No, I want to do this. No, you know, but I realized I made decisions in my life, and I have made some changes just this week, last week. And I stuck to the word that I said. I said, I'm going to do this. And I mean, this is what I'm going to do. I ain't got to let nothing or nobody change my decision. And God had been putting this on my heart, but I just been ignoring it, saying no. But I made the decision, and I'm standing firm, and I appreciate that word.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor BJ, may I say something?
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Minister.
As Minister Illy, Evangelist Illy was speaking, the Lord began to speak to me and say, nobody said Peter and John was broke. Silver and gold have I not, which means that's not, might not what God wants to give you at this time. I have something better to give you. It's not money that you need at this time, but I'm about to heal you so you don't have to beg for alms anymore. But nobody ever said they were broke. It's just that this is not what you're to receive at this point in time. That's what God began to share to me. I said, wow, praise God.
Praise God. That or even taking the response of the fact that they didn't have it on them, and just like I said, had this, couldn't even have nothing to do with the brokenness, but even right there, the delivery of what the purpose of God had them to speak into his life was the priority and most important. So we thank Amen. God, bless the Lord. But if there's no one else, I just want to thank the Lord. Praise God. I already said a few words earlier, but a lot of stuff was already covered with everyone that encouraged your heart tonight for how the Lord blessed would affect your their lives. And truly, I can definitely see some things in there to sharpen, because that's my desire, for to be more sharper in the spirit, to crucify this flesh the more, and be in a place to be more tuned in and to focus. And like some have already said, there is things in our lives that God may have, that you have said, that God may have given us that we got to persist and pursue to do, and might have been a little slow walking in it. And even if you're walking in it and doing slow walking, you're still not achieving what he say if you allowing it just to be to a point where you're not putting your all in all in it. But the main thing of it is, it's just the fact of the encouragement and how God blessed to whatever circumstance, where he'd have been knocked down, ostracized, criticized, abused, accused, or whatever it might be that you'd have gone through. Sometimes those limitations, whatever it may be, the sin on the spiritual side and the natural side. So the way that you brought that word was definitely revelation that God's given you, and the way he brought all those pieces together in those scriptures, like God had to give that to you in that manner. So I bless God for you and proud of you. I thank God as a woman of God. I can, as listening to you as a woman of God, it ministered to my heart just to hear you speak as God bless, even though I know it's a lot in you, but it's wonderful when God can bless and you can hear the manifestation when God bless, and even the growth in the growing in grace, as we often say. And I often say, too, we don't want to pass the church going to church. And so sometimes we do get caught up in the ministry and the things and the, I got to be this place and that and whatever, and I got this going on, that going on. And sometimes we miss what would have got people's hearts
could be bleeding or couldn't, things be going on in their lives, and they're going to be smiling. The last time you saw them or laughing, you don't even know that might have been, they already been contemplating in the back of their mind to give up on God or give up on a marriage or about to do suicide or whatever. So when God speaks to our hearts, we got to be on our post and so forth like this to be obedient about making a decision that whatever God says, do not turn back around and get your time tied up in God's time. Crossing over, it's imperative that we be obedient to His Spirit, whatever given time He's given us, whether it's the middle of the night, the middle of the morning, tell you go stand up by Walmart and so forth like this. I'm going to put somebody in your path and you just wait. Whatever He says, make this telephone call. But I got it, but He didn't raise billy goats, He raised sheep. So in the meantime, we got to make up our mind to make the decision, your will be done, and crucify this flesh and say we deny it. But you have brought a beautiful message tonight, beautiful revelation. Oh, God, it's something to go back and listen to and to feast off of. So I thank God for you. I'm proud of how God is blessing and manifesting Himself in your life. And I'm quite sure if your pastor hears the report, she's going to be definitely, glory to God, pleased with the delivery. So you be continued to encourage as we continue to pray for the McGuire's, glory to God, pastor and stuff like this for the things that are going through right now and the challenges and the things that are happening even for, you know, the home going for the, can't remember the name right now, but bless God for them and strengthen the family in Jesus' name. But nevertheless, thank God again. And if there is nothing else, we're going to have our own evangelist, Ely, to go ahead and have her remarks for tonight before we make any other announcements. You have, God has blessed, no wonder God blessed us. Usually I had said if anybody that wasn't able to carry the second message or however, but we were down to three. And all day long, it's just like I was, just like He didn't put anything in my spirit. I said, maybe I have words of encouragement, but He was saying, He never gave it to me, so I understand why He was like, the Lord blessed the message totally was in you for to carry for tonight, and bless the Lord, it just ended up that way. So next week we'll have Prophetess Newman, Minister Black, glory to God, next week, and that'll conclude for the year for all the prayer warriors. So bless God, you did an excellent job in that, young lady. At this time, your remarks now.
First of all, giving honor to God once again. I thank God. Thank God for my mother, the pastor, DJ Hubbard. Thank you for her always through the years. You know, she pushed when even I didn't want to push, and But I thank God for her faithfulness and that God has, and she continues to push. And so I thank God that, you know, for what He has called in this season for her to do and what she's pouring into me and my sister. And I thank God for my pastor again and her absence, Overseer McGuire, and her teaching and her leadership. And, you know, the other pastors that like my godmother, Pastor Lillian Bird, and Pastor Burden, and my aunt, Pastor Betty. Those women, strong, mighty women, that I just said, even mighty women in the Bible, that I know that, you know, He's calling us all higher. But I just thank God for that this word was for me first. And I can say that there, because even the last couple of weeks, the enemy was trying to attack me with some heaviness, but I had to get up and come from the place that I was at. So I just thank God for the word, and I thank God that I want to continue to fight the good fight of faith, and I want to continue to grow in Him so that I can continue to do what He is saying this next season. Excuse me. So also honor to my husband who was able to get on the line. I don't know if he still is, but I thank God for him. And I just thank God for his support. You know, at the end of the day, I always want to give honor to him because everybody doesn't have a husband or vice versa, a wife that supports them in ministry. And I think that's not even in ministry. So I thank God for that. And I want to give him what honor is due. So, and I thank God for my daughter, my grandbaby. And just thank God for everyone who has given encouragement tonight. You know, everything that y'all said, I appreciate it. I try to write little nuggets of what y'all said to spoke about the word. And y'all just don't understand. I just really, really, you know, I just, and that's the attack of the enemy when you feel like, I don't know if I can say, or it's going to be this way or whatever, I'm going, you know, preach in this window. But God has what he wants to say, and I just want to stay in that humble space that I just want him to be in the forefront. So, again, just giving him the glory. Thank you, Pastor Hubbard, again, for the opportunity to speak today. And thank you for those who came on the line and supported, and all those who might have was on and had to drop off. But I still thank God for the support of being able to speak his word.
Well, that's a blessing, and I want to encourage you, even though we might be seasoned 30, 40, 50, 60 years, some of us in ministry, there are going to be times where there are going to be that time where you're, even pastors, whether they deliver it, and sometimes they'll say it openly, internationally too as well, you know, sometimes, but it ended up being, it was just what God wanted, even though sometimes it may seem like it's going in a different direction than thinking that it isn't penetrating, and God allows some things to take place, but it's also very important, something you said too already, so we won't feel like you've already arrived to be that part of the, will it be a little nervous or anxious, or even sometimes the message sometimes they got to bring to the church. Sometimes it be chastising. Sometimes it might be a powerful word, but it may not be at the time, the way of the delivery that they'll think it's going to come over that well. So that's just part. As long as we can stay in a place of humility, we heard God, and he say do it, that makes all the difference. When flesh get in there, start exalting itself, that's when you're coming in a danger place to take the glory of God, and you will suffer for it. So that's wonderful to be in that place to be there. But the only thing is just not to let the enemy to bring fear with it, a little bit of anxiousness a little bit, just for that humility, that's always good. But when we get to a point of fear coming in and feeling tormented from that, that's from the devil. But in the meantime, we can just say, to God be the glory, his will be done. He'll manifest at the end of the day. But in the meantime, I thoroughly enjoyed the service. Thank God for everyone to say, thank the Lord, too. You say, Ms. Zaire, you say, thank the Lord, too. So I had to make my debut for a moment. But the Lord bless me. Thank God for each one of you. We're going to prepare ourselves now for next Sunday. We usually second and fourth Sunday, but it's only third because it's Christmas. Eve will be the fourth Sunday. So we moved it up to the third Sunday so we can complete that time for the prayer warriors this year, how we did something a little bit different these last 3 months. But nevertheless, God has blessed and moved and proven. Praise God for Apostle Burton that I think she might have been on for a little while. But anyway, that God bless, because she's been in Carmelita's life before. She's 43. When we came to Fort Seward, Georgia, and met her, and then the baby was turning two then at that time. That's how long, and I know it's over 20 for Pastor Bird, but we thank God for those ladies, and, of course, Pastor Betty, all life, because that's our cousin, praise the Lord. But we thank God, glory to God, for her sister being on, and all the prayer warriors, Mother Alexander, Mother Will, all the ones that, and Mother Willette, Alexander, been known her from, since she was probably about 10 years old, but we thank God for all of those and other ones that have met her and the prayer warriors that's online that pray for each other's family and need the support. And as we pray, glory to God, we continue to pray for one another and thank God for all those that came on in support, whether they spoke or didn't say anything. We thank God for you every day. So we'll have prayer tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless. And those that desire to join us, you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give God his praise and glory. And at the end, if there's any prayer requests, we take those then. But in the meantime, we have a wonderful night, week, and those that may not come back on the line, may not hear from me again this year, but we pray that you have a merry and blessed and marvelous Christmas and glory to God and year every day that give God his praise and glory in this new day that he added to us every day, that mercy and grace. So without further ado, we're going to say good night. Bless the Lord. Angels be encamped. And shalom, shalom. Pray God's blessings upon you, protecting and blood covering and bind every device and tool of the enemy for any setbacks, traps, plots, plans, scheme, untimely death, COVID, or whatever, be eradicated now and call back our peace, joy, and strength and encouragement and determination to live right, live holy. Get up, whatever it may be that has you bound. Get up, glory to God, and fulfill all that God has called you to do. In the name of Jesus, because he said he'd never leave us for seconds. Thank God again for you, Minister Ely. Have a wonderful night, and God bless you. Everybody, good night. Shalom.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Any questions?
Agape love. Show it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. be handy for us when we call on that great name. Jesus, 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 lead the victory.